Twitter's censorship of President Trump continues to escalate. By Alim Bokhari on November 9, 2020. Amid the most disputed election results in recent history, Twitter continues to censor the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Of the 19 tweets posted by the President in the last 24 hours, 30% have been tagged with a warning from Twitter calling them disputed and linking to a Twitter fact check, which usually consists of claims from the Democrat-aligned mainstream media. Jack Dorsey's far-left social network has been leading the campaign to prevent the president's messages from reaching American voters online. As of November 5, Twitter had censored half of President Trump's tweets since Election Day. This censorship has been found to drastically reduce the rate at which the president's messages reach the American public, with the post-censorship rate of retweets and other engagements cut by over 80% in some cases. On November 7, Twitter censored another string of the president's tweets, copied below. People were screaming "Stop the count and we demand transparency," as legal observers were refused admittance to count rooms. Tweeted Trump earlier today, responding to a tweet from Representative Jim Jordan celebrating a legal win for Republicans and the president in the Pennsylvania vote count. Tens of thousands of votes were illegally received after 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Election Day, totally and easily changing the results in Pennsylvania and certain other razor-thin states. As a separate matter, hundreds of thousands of votes were illegally not allowed to be observed. This would also change the election result in numerous states, including Pennsylvania, which everyone thought was easily won on election night, only to see a massive lead disappear, without anyone being allowed to observe, for long intervals of time, what the happened. Bad things took place during those hours where legal transparency was viciously and crudely not allowed. Tractors blocked doors and windows were covered with thick cardboard so that observers could not see into the count rooms. Bad things happened inside. Big changes took place. Twitter censored all four of the president's tweets, hiding them behind a message saying some or all of the content shared in this tweet is disputed and might be misleading about an election or other civic process. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.